Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is a show that was created so that you have a place to go to ask those questions that you have about your life so that you could start to make those changes. So if you have any questions about your life, feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And today's theme of our show is supposed to be having more or something like that. Yes, having more. I was right. So if you have a question about that, give me a call. Or if you have a question about anything else, give me a call. So let's go to our first caller from area code 773. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Jamel from Chicago.
Hi, Jamel. What can I do for you today?
Hi. I just wanted a general mini reading. That's all. I don't really have. It's so much stuff. I'm gonna feel like I'm at the starting point of my life. So it's too many questions to ask. So if you just could pull anything from your guides or from a reading, it would be much appreciated.
You know, when anybody says something like that to me, the first thing that they tell me is, they know what's most important. They can ask that question. So what's most important?
It's a couple things. It's finances and love.
See, you could answer that question.
But it's just so much detail. I don't want to really be here and just, you know, and just give you a whole story and stuff like that. It's just, you know, I want to see what's going on.
Okay, well, let's see what they want to say about finances first. And
okay,
they'll talk through me and you'll know it's them because they'll call you dear one or beloved or something like that.
Okay.
Beloved, first we would like for you to realize that you're getting all worked up and worried about nothing. It's not that the world is out there and the world is going to do this and the world is going to do that. The world is going to do whatever you create in your own mind about the world. And we say this often to so many, but you guys just don't seem to understand that you really are the one creating what you experience. And that creation is coming from your beliefs, from the things you've been taught all of your lives. So some of those things that are going on in your mind, you don't even know that they're going on because you haven't consciously thought about them since you were 2 years old. And that is what keeps you from actually experiencing what you truly want. if you want to have a life that flows with finances or love or anything else, then you just need to create that that is okay for you. So often you have beliefs that say that you have to jump through so many hoops before you can prove that you are good enough to be blessed by God. God didn't put those hoops there. You did. God didn't put those beliefs there. You did. So you really are the one who is determining what you are creating in your life. So if you find that you have all these old thoughts that keep getting in your way when it comes to creating the life that you truly love, then let those old thoughts go. They serve no purpose for you. You've learned your lesson from them. It's time to move on. So clear those things out so that you can experience what you truly want, what your heart is crying out for. That's all you need to do. That's all anyone needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that this has helped you. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask them.
Yeah, that helped out a lot. Yeah, I just need to, it's kind of hard because, you know, you're going through so much and then all this change comes and you still have your old way of thinking. I'm right now into getting into that point where it's a new way of thinking, everything's going to be positive. But, you know, I always have these doubts or just negative thoughts that just pop up out of nowhere. And I'm learning about the universe and what I put out and what I think is solid and everything's going to work for me because this is what I want. But I still have my doubts and I'm just like, oh, I'll be like torn in a way. Like, oh, how I'm going to, I could clear all these negative thoughts and stuff up out of here because I really need to focus on this clear path and walk the path that I'm supposed to. So, you know, just having little problems with that, but that's okay.
Okay, so would you like to do a little bit of clearing around some of those negative thoughts right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I do a method called Infinity Healing, and I will ask you if you're willing to accept the Infinity Healing and then what it's for, and if you say yes, then I will tell you to take several deep breaths, and then we will place it on autopilot so it continues to work on you until it is complete. So even if you don't immediately start seeing results, that doesn't mean that it stops, because it won't stop until it's finished, which could be days, weeks, months later. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I agree. Go ahead.
Would you like an Infinity Healing for clearing the control that you have given to doubt in your own mind?
Yes.
Just take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this Infinity Healing on autopilot so that it can continue to work on you until it is complete. If you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Would you like an Infinity Healing for making it easier for you to know what is the best step for you to take?
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this Infinity Healing on autopilot so that it can continue until it is complete. If you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
Take a nice deep breath. Would you like an Infinity Healing for allowing you to see the opportunities that are always right there?
Yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. setting this infinity healing on autopilot so it can continue to run until it is complete. If you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting that you are loved by God and it is okay to accept God's blessing?
Yes, 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 yes.
Take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so it can continue to run until it is complete. If you would like that, say yes.
Yes.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, how do you feel now?
Yes, I feel much better and relaxed. All the anxiety is gone.
And see, wasn't that so simple?
Yeah. I'm just the person who just, you know, I need to know what's going on and all that, and I don't need to know all that information. All I need to know is just put my faith and belief into God and in the universe, and everything will come to me automatically. So I need to stop being so worrisome about things and just relax and cool out, and that's going to help me, and I'm definitely going to clear out all these negative doubts and stuff that pop up in my head. So thank you.
You are so welcome, and you know exactly what you need to do, so that's great. Just do it.
Yeah, just do it, right. Okay. Thanks. Love your show.
Well, you're welcome, and thanks for listening.
No problem.
Okay, I'm going to mute you, so you can stay on the phone if you want or whatever makes you happy.
Okie dokie. Thank you.
You're welcome. One of the things that Guidance is having me do is they're having me teach these classes. And so in June, I'm teaching classes on connecting with your angels, and we're going to be clearing out and installing new beliefs about spirituality, money, health, and relationships. So it's a four-week class. Each class is an hour and a half. And you can look at that on my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And I'm also teaching a class on accepting your sexuality, which is something that a lot of people have problems with. And that'll be 4 weeks, too. And that one will focus only on sexuality and things pertaining to that. So there'll be some relationship stuff and other stuff in there because it's all connected. I'm finishing up the classes on money, which have been incredibly interesting. And we find ourselves clearing issues having to do with relationships and health and trusting God and all of that. So it's not just money, 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 because it's not just money that we have problems with when we're having problems with money. It's all of those beliefs that we have about ourselves, about the people in our lives, about situations in our lives, and it's all so connected. So if we only focused on money, we wouldn't actually be changing your life as far as money is concerned, because there's so much more to it. There's so much more to you. So if you really want to have more in your life, then you need to let go of beliefs that you have in all these different areas in order to start creating what you truly desire. And I just find this work phenomenal for me. I mean, like Sunday, if you look at my Facebook pages and I showed you the picture of the front porch of the house that I was staying at, which was surrounded by a creek that was half a mile away and was obviously over its banks. And to stand there and watch this water rising, and it rose for, I guess, like an hour or so. And I was asking my guides, okay, do I need to do something, you know? Do I need to be worried? Do I need to be climbing onto the roof, you know? And the answer I got was that you will be safe and you will be dry. And so I was able to have this experience without the worry, without the fear, without, you know, thinking, okay, where's my phone? I need to call 911, you know, or any of that kind of stuff. And it was just such an awesome experience to see all of that water. For one thing, I live in Oklahoma, you know, creeks have little trickles in them. They don't turn into water that you can actually hear roaring as it's pouring over a road that's a quarter of a mile away from where you are. That's not normal for me in Oklahoma. But it was amazing. And the water came within 4 inches of actually coming in the house. But I wasn't afraid. I wasn't worried. It was just this awesome experience. Now, I can't say that everybody in the house felt that way, but that was their thing, and I was okay with that. But letting go of all of those old fears has been absolutely tremendous, and it makes life so much more enjoyable, and it allows me to have an experience like that and to see the beauty in it, the beauty in the water, the beauty in the whole experience. And by that night, the water had gone down and things were, you know, looking more normal. And you could look out in the back because the water was flowing from the front to the back and see all of the things that had floated to the back, including these huge propane tanks, which had been empty, and the water just picked them up and floated them all the way to the back. And we forget the power and the beauty of nature. And so God was reminding me that that power and beauty that I was seeing in nature is the same power and beauty that's in me. And so I am that powerful as well. And I'm still assimilating that one, you know, because we have these beliefs that we are these small, insignificant bits of nothing who are just going to struggle through life. And none of that is true. And letting go of that is having an amazing impact on my life. And I just love it. So when you are, you know, calling in, talking about what's going on in your life, I just want you to realize, you know, I wasn't born, you know, this perfect person who had everything, who knew everything, and, you know, everything was just, oh, so wonderful. I am also going through this evolution, this learning, this releasing, so that I can become who I truly am, just like you are becoming who you truly are. And as long as you recognize that and allow yourself to experience that, then it just gets better and better and better, and it really does. And I know that there are some people in my life who look at me and kind of shake their head and go, you know, she's just kind of crazy. But I'm okay with that, because that's their perception, and it really doesn't have anything to do with me. And it's taken me a while to really come to terms with that, because we are taught that other people's beliefs about us are important to us, and they're not. And it's not that we reach this point where we really don't care what anybody else believes, you know, that I'm above you, I don't really care kind of thing. It's not like that. It's a matter of recognizing our own power, recognizing that we are each here to learn our own lessons. And yes, we learn some of those lessons from interacting with the people that we interact with and from seeing the things in those people that are actually in us as well. But that doesn't mean that we should give our power to those people. They don't have any control over us unless we give it to them. And there's absolutely no need for us to give it to them, because we are perfectly capable of doing our own thing, of being our own person. God loves us, each and every one of us, and that love is so incredible and so complete. And it's just really, truly amazing when we allow ourselves to see it. what the news is saying important, making anybody else's opinions important. We can stop seeing life from the sidelines, so to speak, and we can start actually living our lives, actually creating what we want to experience and becoming who we really want to be. And so it is, I'm on it. And so it is absolutely a wonderful opportunity, no matter what is happening, no matter what you're experiencing, it is a wonderful opportunity for your own growth. One of the things that a lot of people talk about is, you know, they spend so much time in their own heads, is that they're always worrying about something. Well, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And what if, what if, what if, what if? And letting go of those beliefs can bring you such a huge amount of inner peace and a calmness that is so worth it. And for some people, that just is stirring up more stuff because they were taught that they're supposed to worry, that they're supposed to be afraid, that fear is actually a good thing, and if you weren't afraid, you'd probably be dead. And that's not true. And I'm seeing that more and more, you know, like the fear that we teach children that they must look both ways before crossing the street, because if they don't, someone's going to come along in a car and they're going to run them over and they're going to die. And I look both ways before I cross the street, but I don't do it out of fear. And I realize that. I do it because I like living. And it's not because I'm afraid that someone's going to hit me or anything like that, because I know that if it was a situation where something could potentially happen, if I didn't move, I would be guided to move. So I don't need to approach it with fear. So now it's just a casual observation, which brings a whole different energy to it. And now there's a whole different energy to me. And I find myself having more fun, being more playful, laughing more, just enjoying life. And that's, I can look back over the years and see how that is totally different from who I was before, because I was very self-contained, extremely self-contained. I was totally self-contained. No one knew anything that I was thinking because I wasn't going to let it out. No one knew anything about me because I wasn't going to tell them. And now all of that just seems so silly. And if you look at my life from the outside, you don't see all these huge changes because I'm still me. But when I look at me from the inside, I see it's almost like I'm a different person, because I have so much more freedom, and I love the freedom, and I have so much more trust in God, trust in other people, trust in life, because I know that God's not out to get me. No one's out to get me. Why would they be? It just seems so silly that I ever thought that anyone was. You know, we build up these barriers in ourselves and in our lives in order to protect us. But what are we protecting ourselves from? The only thing that's out to get us is us, because we have these beliefs that, you know, this can't work or that can't work or whatever the beliefs are. Those are our beliefs. So the only one who can really screw up our lives is us. But we've got all these barriers to keep all of these people and all of these situations from ever coming near us, thinking that's going to keep us safe. Can't, because frankly, the one who's creating all those situations and all that stuff is inside the barrier with you, because it is you. So when you let go of those barriers, those needs to have the walls, and I'm seeing this picture like from a movie where they had all the barbed wire and little tunnels, and, you know, and everyone's doing all this to keep safe, and they're still dying. So we know that the barriers don't actually work. They don't actually keep things that we don't want to happen in our lives from happening in our lives, because while we're focusing on the barrier, we're focusing on what we don't want, we're attracting what we don't want, because the energy that we're putting out there is what we are bringing back. It's not opposites that attract, it's likes that attract. So if you are deathly afraid of dogs, you will find that you will encounter dogs quite often. Because that fear in you is putting that energy out there saying, dogs. And the universe is saying, okay, here's some dogs. And so you get to experience that fear over and over and over until the day you finally decide, okay, having this fear isn't really working for me. Maybe if I let it go, things will be different. And you let it go, and suddenly dogs are not something that creates fear in your life. And you've gotten some of your own, not really control, but peace back for yourself. So it's like that with every situation in our lives, with every fear that we have. The more we clear those fears out and let it go and learn to trust our own souls, our intuition, God, the angels, whoever it is that you see yourself as trusting, the more you can have things that you actually desire. And see, that's a real sticking point for a lot of people too, and it was for me as well. I knew what I wanted, but I didn't think that I was supposed to have it. And that wasn't a conscious thing. It was all of the conditioning that I had in my life from all of the wonderful people that told me that you have to work hard in order to get ahead, which isn't true, that you have to struggle and you have to sacrifice for years and years and years before you can finally have enough, and that was not true either, or that you cannot have enough unless you are a good enough person, that was not true either, or that God only blesses you when you actually deserve it. And in a way, that one is true, because you always deserve it, and God is always blessing you. God has always blessed you. God will always bless you. Because when God looks at you, God just sees this wonderful, beautiful being that is love, and God is within you. So why on earth would God ever want you to struggle or sacrifice or do any of that other stuff? Because frankly, God only sees love. God is love. And that's all. That's all. And for a lot of people, that's a difficult concept to even wrap your minds around. You know, because we get taught so much stuff. When you look at things like organized religion, and they are teaching you about heaven and hell and why you must do this and you must not do that, and it's just, it's overwhelming. And I was talking with a friend this weekend, and he was talking about Job and how Job was a righteous man, and apparently God and the devil were having a discussion about Job, and God was saying, no, Job is righteous, and Job will stay righteous no matter what. And so all of this stuff is happening in Job's life, and Job is staying righteous. And at the end of it, you know, Job is getting rewarded for maintaining his trust in God, knowing that God is going to bless him, he's always blessing him, is wanting what is for his highest good. And so in this way, he overcomes the devil. Well, it's the same in our lives. And if you don't want to think of the devil and all of that sort of stuff, then that's fine with me. For me, it's an example of how we create a life that is heaven on earth as opposed to hell on earth. Because we have those choices. And if we are living in what feels like hell on earth, it is because of the choices that we are making. It is because because of the thoughts that we are hanging on to, the beliefs that say that I'm not good enough, or I'm a bad person, or I don't deserve, because those are the things that create hells that we live in. And it's not a matter of God is punishing you, because God does not punish. And they want me to say that one again. God does not punish. In a way, God is totally neutral. You know, it's like if you were in the desert, and because there's all that sand, and that sand is absolutely level in the spot. That sand, that level sand, you can see that as God. Now, you can come in and you can build hills and whatever and valleys and all of that with that sand. But that doesn't change God from being totally neutral. And that neutrality is in complete love. And so we build all of these obstacles and things that we have to climb over, that we have to suffer through. And God doesn't even see them as obstacles. He sees them as our expressions of love. Now I'm getting to that one. Maybe a little difficult for some of you to wrap your minds around, but really think about it. Everything that God sees is love, because that is what God is. God doesn't know anything but love. We have the freedom of choice. We can create whatever we want to create in our experience. We are the ones responsible for our own lives, for our own creation. And so if we create with the belief that this is going to be something wonderful and loving and miraculous, then that's what we get to experience. And if we create from the belief that I'm a bad person and I deserve to suffer and this is going to be horrible, then that's what we get to live, because that's what we believe. God looks at both of those situations and only sees love. So we really can't blame God for what's not right in our lives, because it's not God who's doing it. It is us. It is our beliefs. It is what we are hanging on to. And I am just getting shown that more and more and more in my own life, and also through the lives of the people that I know. And I just get to see it over and over, and it just amazes me. It amazes me, one thing, for how long it took me to actually open my eyes and start seeing. But that's okay. That's just what I needed to go through to get to where I am. And where I am now is just a completely different place, even though it may look the same to someone looking at it, because I am becoming a different person. And opening up to that love and allowing that love into my life, into my heart, is just, it's beyond words. It really is. So if you really want to change your life, you start with you, because there is no other place to start, frankly. It's not everything out there that's dictating how your life is. It's you. It's your beliefs. It's your conditioning. It's learning to let those things go. And sometimes that is so difficult for us, because we have actually reached a point where we believe that we are who we believe we are. You know, we create these identities of who we are. And those identities are based on so much different stuff. You know, your mother might have told you one time when you were little that you were stupid. And you grew up and you believed that you were stupid. But you're not actually stupid. But that became part of your identity. Well, if you let that go, then guess what? You don't have to be stupid, because you're not. You never were. That was just one person's words. And if they had known the impact that it was going to have on you, they probably wouldn't have said it. But, you know, when we're little kids, we are so absorbent, like big sponges. And we think that our parents are always right. I mean, they're so much bigger than us, and they do miracles, and they provide us with food and clothing, and they are just incredible, and we have to believe everything that they say. And then you grow up and you realize that the things that you took as being the truth from them weren't true. And those beliefs have been running your life. And you don't like the way your life is going. So you need to let go of those beliefs. And it's not in any way, shape, or form any kind of disrespect for your parents. After all, they are only saying and doing what they think is right in the moment. Just like you. So do you think it's disrespectful if you change your own mind? No. So why would it be disrespectful to let go of anything that you have found does not work for you anymore? It's not. And it is your choice. And you have that right. That's one of the gifts that you were given by God. You were given the freedom to choose. And that's absolutely beautiful. And you're not going to be punished if you choose something other than what your parents said. We spend so much time criticizing ourselves. We spend so much time beating up on ourselves. It's like if we're worrying, whatever we're worrying, let's say you're worrying about your child. The child is not doing what you see is the right thing to do, and so you sit and you worry about your child. Well, when you are worrying, you are, it's like you're filling this beautiful gift box with black, moldy, stinky stuff, and you're giving it to your child. Now, would you really want to consciously give that to your child? That's what your worry is. Your worry isn't bringing them light. It isn't bringing them love. It isn't making their lives better. It isn't helping them make their better decisions. It isn't improving them or you in any way, shape, or form. So if your child is not doing what you believe is the right thing for them to do, start blessing them every day. Send them blessings from God. Bless them with the ability to make good decisions. Bless them with all of the love and support they could possibly need. Bless them with knowing that they are loved and they are watched over. Bless them with the freedom to make their choices and to make good ones. Bless them. And when you are blessing them, let it go. Because what they do with it is their decision. You don't have any control over them. You're not supposed to. They get to make their own choices. They were given that freedom just like you. And just because they're younger than you does not mean that they do not know how to make choices. Just like just because they're older than you doesn't mean that they know how to make good decisions. Each of us is exactly who we have created ourselves to be. That's why we are responsible for ourselves, and the only one you are responsible for is you. You're not responsible for your neighbor. You're not responsible for your spouse. You're not responsible for your children. You are responsible for you, because each of us is making our own decisions in each and every moment. And it's not up to you to fix them. And it's not up to them to fix you. So when we accept that responsibility that we have for ourselves, it really does free up so much of our lives and so much of our time, because we spend so much time trying to fix everything and everybody else. I don't watch regular television. I gave it up almost 2 years ago. And so when I'm watching something that's streaming, you know, through Netflix or Hulu or whatever, and I get to decide what I want to watch when I want to watch it. And when I was at my friend's this weekend, and they have satellite. And so they have all of these channels. So I'm looking at the guide, you know, looking at all of the choices and realizing that I didn't really want any of those. And wishing that they would switch to streaming so I could actually watch something that I wanted to watch. But my friend is a news junkie, and so the news is always playing. And then he makes comments about what they're saying on the news and about, you know, politicians and all of this other stuff. And I listen to it, and I just smile because it helps me to realize my responsibility is me. And those people on the news don't have any power over me. No matter what position they might hold out there in the world, they don't have any power over me. I still get to make my own choices. I still get to create what I want my life to be. And I don't ever need to get wrapped up in what they're doing because I am responsible for me. But watching that, and I see all of these stories about how the government needs to step in and correct this situation, or the government needs to take care of this situation, or if the government would just take care of this situation, then things would be so much better. And I see how the media is used to encourage people to give their power away, to have people feel helpless, to feel that they have no control. And I can see where the people in power would definitely be like that, because then they get to get that power, that control, that those people are saying, I don't have any of, so here, it's yours, because they don't even realize that they are giving away their own power. And another thing about this weekend, you know, regular TV has commercials. They have a lot of commercials. I had forgotten how many commercials there are. And there's all these commercials for all of these different things. And I just, the ones that really stick out in my mind, of course, are the ones for pharmaceuticals. You know, if you have this problem, then take this drug, and it will make your life so much better, and you will feel so much better. Oh, by the way, it also might kill you and do all of this other stuff to you. But don't worry about that. Just take the drug. And I can see where we really get handed these kinds of messages over and over in our lives. And it becomes part of our programming, part of the conditioning that we are living, that we are allowing to rule us, because this is what we're hearing over and over. And anything that you think over and over and over becomes a belief. This doesn't mean that it's true. It just means that you've thought it so often that it's become part of your norm. And I can see where, in a lot of ways, television really does suck the life out of you. Because it's just, it's too much. And so after a while, I just turned it off and started playing records, because I love music. But even when I was listening to the music, and I was listening to things that I like, you know, like I've always been a big lover of the music from Jesus Christ Superstar. I always loved that. And so my friend does too. So we're playing that and we're singing along, and I'm listening to the words and I'm hearing parts of it that I've heard thousands of times before, but I'm seeing different messages than I used to get from listening to the music. I still love the music and I still enjoyed it, but it was a different viewpoint for me. And I could see how often it was that people really were giving their power away, like they were sitting there and talking about that they needed to stop Jesus because he was getting too big, he was too strong, he was too popular. And there was all this fear in those that were talking about it. They were making him their enemy, because they were being afraid of who they were and what could happen to destroy, you know, that little empire that they had built for themselves. And that's another way of giving your power away. So in a way, they were giving their power away to Jesus. And I don't think that they were consciously thinking that, you know, they were thinking that this is what we need to do in order to experience what we want to experience. But we do that ourselves in our own lives. We do that with the people that we love. You know, we become so intently focused on making their lives better that we don't even realize that we are giving our power away. And that it's not our job to make their lives better. And if you are working really hard to make their lives better, then you are, in essence, trying to control them. And that is not love, because love doesn't need to control anybody. Never has, never will. That's why you have the freedom of choice, because God loves you enough to know that you don't need to be controlled. You get to make your own decisions. You get to create your own heaven or your own hell. That is your choice. And no matter what you choose, it's all okay, because the love is still there. So if it makes it easier for you, you can think of love as this big lump of clay. You know, and you get born and you get set in front of this table, and you have this big lump of clay, and you get to make it into anything you want. And some people can take it and sculpt it into something absolutely beautiful. And some people don't do anything with it. They just have a lump of clay. And some people take it and tear it apart and throw it all around the room until there's nothing left. And you can see that in the people in your lives, because there are some people that you know who are always looking for love. They never feel love. They don't think that anyone will ever love them. And there are some people who are vibrating love. You know, when you're with them, you can feel the love, and it feels so wonderful. And you just absolutely adore being around those people because there's so much love. And those are the people that make something beautiful. And then there are those people that are just completely neutral. You know, they're kind of like a lump on the log. And those are the people that just didn't do anything. So look at your life and see what you did with that lump of clay that you got. Are you trying to create something beautiful? Have you been tearing it up and throwing it all around the room, hoping that someday you'll find something to do with this lump of clay or whatever you have left of it? Or are you just sitting there looking at it, waiting for it to do something? And it's really just a matter of choice. What are you choosing in this moment? What are you creating in your life? Because you can have more. You can have more than you've ever imagined. But you actually have to believe that. You actually have to allow yourself to create that. We really oftentimes have absolutely no idea about what is possible for us. And if you want to experience more and more in your life, then release more and more of those old thoughts, those old beliefs, the old conditioning, the old things that were holding you back. And so guidance wants me to do some infinity healing now. And so I will ask the question, and you can say yes. And it will work on you just as well as it will work on anyone who's listening at any time in the future, because this energy doesn't go away. It's there for you. Okay. Well, would you like an infinity healing for releasing the belief that you have no control in your life, that you cannot make your own choices, that somebody else has to dictate to you who you are and what you can do. If so, say yes. Yes. Take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that it can continue until it's complete. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. Take a nice deep breath. And each one of those deep breaths is actually you saying yes to God, to Source, to Creator. It's you opening up and saying, yes, I really do want this. Would you like an infinity healing for releasing the habits and conditioning that you have been taught and have experienced, which have kept you living a really small life? If so, say yes. Yes. Take a nice deep breath. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that it can continue to work on you for as long as it's needed. And if you'd like to say yes, yes, just breathe. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the fact that you deserve to have more? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now setting this infinity healing on autopilot so that it continues to work on you until it is complete. If you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And just take a breath. I just love infinity healing. Anytime I do it, it just makes me feel so much better. And it's funny that the more I do it, the more it, I'm not sure exactly how to say it. It's like I have dreams where I wake up out of the dream realizing that it was teaching me something. And I start doing infinity healing, and then I fall asleep again. And then I have another dream, and I wake up, and I'm doing the infinity healing, and I fall asleep again, and I wake up. And so in the morning when I finally am completely awake, I don't know if I put any of it on autopilot or not, or even if I finish doing the work that I was doing. So then I do a little infinity healing, you know, letting me finish everything that I had started while I was asleep, because this has become an incredible way for me to realize my beliefs, because I've done infinity healings for myself so that I would have clarity about what I needed to release in order to start creating my life the way that I want it to be. So would you like an infinity healing for clarity to help you to see and understand what you need to release so that you can create the life that you truly desire? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now sitting. This is going to be healing on autopilot so that it can continue to run until it is complete. Say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. And that's all you need to do in order to start having clarity about your beliefs. Because there are so many things that we believe that we don't even know that we believe. It just kind of gotten buried in our lives. So now you're going to be seeing things. You're going to be seeing things in different ways, in new ways. It's like your eyes are just suddenly open. Because you are opening up to allowing yourself to know the truth of you and the truth of your life. And that's just such an incredible gift that you are given to you. And you deserve it. And God wants you to have that. God wants each and every one of us to be so incredibly abundant that we have so much to share. And the more we share, the more we receive, and the more we receive, the more we share. And it starts a cycle that just takes us higher and higher and higher. It takes us out of those old cycles that we used to get into where we never had enough and someone was always asking for more and we never had enough and they asked for more and we wouldn't have enough. And see, that kind of a cycle we don't even need to have in our lives. It's time to get beyond that. It's time to step into the cycle of abundance. So would you like an infinity healing to guide you into the cycle of abundance? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And we are now sitting with infinity healing on autopilot so that it can run until it is complete. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take a nice deep breath. Doesn't that feel so much better? It just brings joy to me. I just love the way that this feels, the energy that it sends throughout my entire being, the way it allows me to be who I truly am instead of being stuck. Stuff with all that old crap from the past. And it's just wonderful. And there's just so much love. So I hope everyone's feeling really great now. And you can listen to this recording as often as you like. But you actually don't need to listen to it again if you don't want to. Because remember, we set everything on autopilot. So it will continue to run until it is complete. That's one of the beautiful things about infinity healing. You don't need to keep releasing the same things over and over and over. Because once you release it, it will continue to release until it is on. And it will automatically fill any empty space with whatever is for your highest good. Just part of the beauty of life, part of the beauty of who you are. So I will be back on Friday with my guest, Elizabeth, and Elizabeth will be doing some beautiful chants. I hope she will, because I just love her chants. And it just gives you a different perspective on how to clear and create what you actually want in your life. So please join us. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. And I may go outside because it's actually sunny. And that is so rare this month. We've had over 22 inches of rain. Our normal is around 14. So in the last week, we've had lakes that were half empty and are now overflowing. Life is just so incredibly wonderful. And I hope that your lives are overflowing with whatever it is your heart truly desires. I'll talk to you on Friday. Bye-bye, everybody.